This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. People who work in show business tend to be sort of perversely proud of how nutty it is. We like to think, well, I don't know if like is the right word. It's more a case of making lemonade out of lemons. But we talk about the crazy turns, the meetings that go nowhere, the language we all use, and we think, this business, it's crazy town. I have a friend who works in the corporate world, a million cultural miles away from show business, and even the parts of show business that resemble regular businesses like sales and DVD distribution. They're still sort of under the crazy town umbrella. And a few days ago, we were competing with each other to see who could come up with the worst story about corporate life. I mean, whose business was worse, show business or regular business? Now, here's my worst show business story. At a company-wide retreat not too long ago, the media conglomerate that owned a movie studio and a TV network and a lot of other things invited all of its top managers, the presidents of all of the divisions, and in show business, there are a lot of presidents, to an oceanside resort for what they call an off-site meeting, a chance for all of the far-flung top dogs to meet each other, talk, and I guess work better together. Now, at night, after the seminars and team-building exercises, and that seems to me to be the worst part of being an executive, the team-building exercises, they had a guest speaker come to entertain. He was a hypnotist. So he asked for volunteers from this very type A, very driven, very competitive crowd, and he got a few, and he quickly put them under. "You're a dog," he said, and they all barked. "You're underwater," he said, and they all started swimming around in the air. "You're 5 years old," he said, and two of them started acting like five-year-olds, but one of them, the toughest, most competitive guy in the room, he started crying and wailing and flashing back to his, I guess, really awful childhood, and he was so deep into it, so lost, they had to call the whole thing off. And he left the company a couple of weeks later because, well, you know, it's hard to be the toughest guy in the room when everyone has seen you cry like a five-year-old, and it's impossible to intimidate your employees when there's snot streaming down your face. Now, I thought this was the best, by which I mean the worst, possible story, but my friend had an elegant response. He said, "You know how in business everyone always uses that stupid Chinese quote, you know, the word for crisis the same as the word for opportunity? Well, in our company, we're so into this Six Sigma stuff, we're so deep into the lingo, that the word opportunity is actually a bad word. I mean, it's supposed to be a good thing, right? But because we're not really allowed to tear down an idea, you know, we're encouraged to be solutions-based, people have just decided to use that word in another way. So in meetings, they'll say, after a presentation, I'm sensing there are a lot of opportunities here." And they won't mean opportunities. They'll mean like, let's not do this. Let's do whatever we can to avoid any opportunities. And sometimes a meeting will be called to address opportunities in a certain plan. And by address, they mean kill. And what's worse, my friend said, is that nobody thinks this is funny. Nobody gets it. You see, real business is just as crazy as show business. We're just quieter about it. So I suppose in a way it was a tie. It doesn't matter what business you're in. You'll eventually be hypnotized and forget what words mean and end up crying like a child in front of a lot of strangers, which is a good lesson to learn for Labor Day. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll handle relationships. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.